This is a dictation for Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Haynes, H-A-I-N-E-S, March 23, 45. Mr. Haynes is a 77-year-old gentleman. He is from Florida. He's going to have dental procedure, resides now in Michigan for 2-3 months. He started dialysis December 2019, prior history of diabetes, hypertension, as well as severe heart problems, non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, question inherited, many other family members affected, has already the second biventricular pacemaker defibrillator. He is not aware of any valve problems, infectious endocarditis. There has been question history of deep vein thrombosis. Patient has an inferior vena cava filter that he's not aware. Presently off diabetes medications, blood pressure runs low from the heart abnormalities. Denies pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke, heart attacks. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding, chronic liver disease, cirrhosis, a remote history of kidney stones passed by himself, doesn't know the type, no recurrence, no history of tumors or cancer. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, procedures including tons of sudden noise as a child, dialysis catheters now, a right-sided AV fistula, at least 2 pacemaker defibrillators, the inferior vena cava filter that he was not aware, prior colonoscopies benign, as well as a tubulobilious adenoma removed in the past. Next paragraph, many brothers and sisters with same heart condition, however, none of the kids or nephews affected. Next paragraph, medications include midodrine, allopurinol, stool softeners, digoxin, iron pill, vitamins, Nexium, magnesium, eye drops, Rembella, Sotalol, S-O-T-A-L-O-L, zinc tablets, Epogen, Vinofer. Next paragraph, remote history of smoking, discontinued 40 years ago. No drugs or alcohol. Next paragraph, on physical exam, alert, oriented, free, hard of hearing, very pleasant, wear glasses, normal speech, no gross JBD, lungs clear, distant, device on the left side, no significant murmurs, umbilical hernia 2 centimeters, no rebound guarding masses or ascites, varicose veins, sinus stasis changes, minor edema, pulses decrease, no ischemic changes, capillary fill mild, decrease, no focal deficit, AV fistula right side. Next paragraph, hemoglobin low at 9.3, good levels of iron, AV fistula URR 73, KTB 1.49 on 3.5 hours. Target weight is around 87.5, presently 87.6, blood pressure 90s over 50s, albumin above 4, potassium less than 5, A1C diabetes 7.7, bicarbonate 24, phosphorus less than 5.5, calcium less than 10.2, PTH 374. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. End-stage renal disease, probably a combination of diabetes, hypertension, as well as advanced heart problems. Next number, non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, probably low ejection fraction. I do not have an echocardiogram. Has a pacemaker defibrillator. This is the second one. A family history of these heart problems. Next number, end-stage renal disease. Present clearance looks good. Adjust EPO to 3,000. Continue diet and phosphorus binders. Nutrition looks acceptable. Calcium, phosphorus, PTH acceptable. Concerned about exposure to Sotalol. Concerned about exposure to magnesium and digoxin. Monitor levels. Patient to discuss with primary care about this inferior vena cava filter to confirm that that's true. Given his medical issues, probably we will not remove it at all. End of dictation.